All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Nick's Place for the annual ESPN 97.5 Christmas Party. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's the happiest day of the year on ESPN 97.5. Welcome into The Usual Suspects. Barry's here, Nick's here, I'm here. We're at Nick's Place on Rocky Ridge. If you haven't got the memo, you need to get the information. The party that started bright and early this morning at Klein's Finds Jewelers is now made its way over here to Nick's Place. And for the next 3 hours, we are going to be cutting it up, having some fun, and more importantly than anything else, saying thank you to our suspects who have been absolutely loyal and fantastic for another year. So without further ado, fellas, what it do?
What's up, man? Happy to be here. I got to go by the Klein's portion of the Christmas party. What do you mean you know?
I saw pictures on the internet. One would look like you had your hand on your gun. It literally looked like you were in the background of a picture with ATX Hobo Girl. And I responded to it. I go, did Barry know those two guys he was talking? And literally, if you look at the picture, it looks like you have your hand on a gun in your pocket. And you're looking at both dudes like, I don't trust either one of you. It is a fantastic picture.
I left my gun in the car. There was no gun out.
It's a trigger finger that Barry has all the time.
It literally looks like he's about to go, bitch, I'm pulling the I'm gonna pull this thing back.
I left it in the car. There was no need to take it out. These are our peoples. These are our peeps.
Yep.
So, it was fun. I got to see a guy fall to his death. I got to see people chug eggnog, and then I had to walk away before they threw up. Tyler ate a ghost pepper and didn't even flinch and won earrings because of it. It was a lot of fun, as usual.
I literally listened, taking Taylor to school and coming back home, and was amazed how many people you must have witnessed puke.
Yeah. I didn't. I couldn't see it because, I'm the guy that if I see someone puke, I'm going to puke.
Right.
So I missed all that.
Well, because the thing is like Granada was talking about, the first guy that did the bat spin beer and shot challenge and all that, he did it in like 53 seconds. They were bragging on him left and right, and all of a sudden Granada goes, hey, no, not on my car. And he just yacked all over. I'm like, oh, that's what it should be on a morning like this.
Yeah, no, there was a lot going on. And there was a lot of alcohol consumed. There was a lot of food consumed. There was a lot of idiocy consumed. There were a lot of people doing a lot of dumb stuff, which that's what's so great about the Klein's Christmas party.
It really
is.
It's
absolutely fantastic.
It's like never have more grown-ass men volunteered to face plant on asphalt for some jewelry.
Right.
It's just every time I heard something, it was, there's a fumble, a scrum, and three guys are like face first on the parking lot trying to get the ball.
And, dude, you know what's crazy is Klein, Mark is, first of all, if you're not going to Mark Klein for Christmas, you're an idiot. He's going to take care of you. I was in the store again looking at the stuff. Amazing jewelry. Easy, laid back. It's so cool. And this dude, this is how cool Mark is when it comes to jewelry. He goes, they're doing the eggnog challenge where you got to chug a quart of eggnog or a gallon or whatever, a half gallon. And then you had to eat, like, Lance decides that now they have to eat chili before they chug the eggnog, okay? Because he's just trying to make it more difficult. So I'm in the store talking to Mark, and he goes, hold on 1 second. And he's looking around all the jewelry, and he just opens the case, gets a pair of these beautiful diamond earrings. He goes, I'll be right back. And just walks out and goes, here's the prize. And they were like a hoop with diamonds all the way around the hoop. And I'm like, But that's kind of my kind of guy Mark is, man. So, definitely support Klein's Jewelry this holiday season. Because, first of all, like I always tell you, he's going to make you look like a hero. And he's just a good dude, man. He takes care of the listeners.
Now, I will say this, too. I don't know, and Nick, you've been working pretty much all day.
But I don't know if anybody.
I walk in, he's drinking. Let's
I
not,
see that, but he should.
One beer.
When
one
he's got to work that many consecutive shows, he should. But I'm listening this morning, and when they were doing the football fumble thing, and I want to say Dustin probably won, but because they were talking about a Cowboys fan that won it again. But when they were talking about it, Lance goes, "Oh my God, yeah, he must have a bruised labia." I go, "I'm sorry, what?"
What?
And Granato goes, "Did you just say what I think?" And he goes, "Oh, I said labrum." And they're like, "No, you didn't." And he's like, "Well, you know what I meant." And then he tried to backtrack. I'm like, "Yep, it's going to be that kind of day."
That is outstanding. Yeah, good times had by all. It was a good, fun time, man. It was. It's always wild. And I got to tell you, man, I was thinking about this as I was standing in the background kind of watching all the listeners and John and Lance and Raheel and what they've managed to build.
Oh, man.
With this Christmas party and the listenership, it's special. It's amazing.
It really is.
And it was so cool at one point to be a part of it from a listener side, from the listener standpoint, and now to be on the other side of it. It's just the coolest thing in the world that they have built and that they have going on in this city every year. So I really, it's my hat goes off to John and Lance. They are the OGs of this radio game
Absolutely.
In Houston, Texas, and what they do every year is amazing. So I appreciate the fact that they are on our team.
And it's kind of cool to see suspects come through, like, wearing our T-shirts that I've never even met.
Yeah.
So the fact that our T-shirts are circulating around the city is a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, they're just walking in wearing them. That's cool.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
I'm sorry that they had to, you know, see your ugly face, but other than that,
they weren't completely fazed by the situation, and now there's more T-shirts being given out at Nick's place, so you should be here.
You should
now,
be here.
And
get
I talked here. To Courtney about that because I was like, you know what? I'm sure it's a pain in the ass that the shirts kind of came to life last year at this Christmas party.
Yes,
and she goes, you know what, Joel? Actually, it's not because there are so many suspects that want them, and they're always asking us for them. I was like, but doesn't that bother you? And she goes, it's better than the opposite. At least people like them and they want them. So it's cool to see people rocking them, you know, because a year ago it was like Christina, Pink Valkyrie, and Dez and some of the and others were involved in the scamming process of getting people to start taking note of it.
Are you scared to say her name?
I don't want a lawsuit.
Like
I don't want a lawsuit, and I don't want to see anything I don't want to see. So I've refrained from getting into all of that.
That is too funny.
But Holly came underdressed for another year. So congratulations, Holly. Thank you very much for that. But, yeah, I mean, look, this is the – literally, we kid around a lot, and we have a lot of fun with our listeners. But this is the most glorious day of the year for us because it's just fun to see everybody.
Yeah, it's all – I will say this. It's not the greatest show.
No. I heard Granato say that. He goes, if you came for sports today or great radio, probably turn the dial because you're going to hear a lot of screaming and yelling and play-by-playing of jocularity.
And we all know that Joel is going to talk to people in the crowd, and you can't hear them.
I am. Yeah,
we all do that, I think.
No, just Joel.
I just had a conversation.
Can you let me have this for 5 minutes, Nick?
What is he doing?
He's defending you. I'm like, give me five minutes to give
I
him
I really
crap.
Don't want to defend either one of you. I'm not.
God, I just wanted to bust his balls for 5 minutes. Here comes Nick. Well, we all do it.
So
we're
first,
no kidding.
So let me get this straight. So first you grab Nick's balls, and now you want to bust mine.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit concerned about the pattern developing here.
Well, the way you phrase it makes it weird.
Exactly. You wanted to get at me, so I'm going to get at you. By the way, the picture this morning, another picture, was Pink Valkyrie and ATX Hobo Girl in a picture with you. And I said, they're like, are you mad, Cream City G? And I'm like, mad? I mean, the homeless guy looked like he needed a hug, so I'm not mad.
I
mean,
I look homeless?
No, just, you know.
Are you saying I look homeless?
You're saying you look homeless.
You had
That's
a hat
exactly
with a bali on
saying.
It, didn't you?
No. It was just a regular knit hat.
With a bali on the top.
No, it wasn't a bali. The hat's right there. There's no ball on top of it. You're blind ass, first of all, with them thick-ass Coke bottle glasses. You should
I ain't
have
got
been
no
able
glasses on,
it.
Chief.
You should have been able to see
You, who should be wearing them, but you don't wear your own glasses because they're too strong.
No, they make it all wavy.
You get all vertigo on
Yeah, I do. I can't wear them. They're awful.
So as Barry kind of alluded to, we're going to have some fun today. It's not going to necessarily be sports-driven. It's more or less to give a lot of prizes away, say thanks to a lot of listeners, talk about a lot of things, because we love our suspects. They're all already here out in droves. So plenty to get to, and you should be here. Stop by Nick's. I believe it's 2713 Rocky Ridge. But stop by and see us. Hang out with us. Have a great time with the rest of the listeners and understand why we love the fact that you guys make ESPN 97.5 what it is. And as Nick would say, what it do.
What it do.
We're here till 4. Blitz is here till 7. Everything's going to be live on the air. We're giving away some great prizes. At one point today, Courtney has told me, that we're giving away.
Oh, we got a big raffle.
A
thing,
big
huh?
prize yeah. for something to do with Mardi Gras down in Galveston. So
get here. It's got to be here to win,
here.
Right?
Yeah, Courtney, you got to be here to win today.
The
prizes
raffle?
Have to be present to win.
Get your ass down here, please.
That would be something to notate. If you do want to win the prizes, you do have to be here. Mike from Pick Me is here. Somehow, some way, he's put up a picture display so you can get pictures to prove that you were here. If your employment is looking for you, don't take the picture, probably, and keep it off social media. There's a guy that robbed a bank the other day in Carolina. Did you see that?
I saw that. He had all the cash.
Yeah.
He worked at the Wells Fargo.
Yep.
Took 50 grand out of the safe.
88 grand.
Oh, 88. And then took pictures of it. It's
yeah.
like, you're a dumbass.
He had access to the safe, and over time, he had been stockpiling it and decided it'd be a good idea to post with all of it on social media because that doesn't make
do
you
something
guilty.
Like that.
So he had his location, or did he just put it on social media?
He just
media?
Put, yo, rolling in it. Don't ask. It's been a hard process. Oh, I bet it has, and it's going to be a hard time, too, when you have to give it all back and you get arrested.
Absolute moron. I don't know why you would do something like that.
You would do something like that.
I would not. I would not. I would be honest and give it back after I stole the money.
No, Nick wouldn't put it on social media. He'd announce it on the air.
Yeah.
Nick, you have a good night last night?
Yeah.
Yeah. I sure did. I got the keys to the safe.
Yeah, we robbed a bank, man. It was
found
crazy.
Out there was a lot of cash.
Which one? No, you don't want on Westheimer. And what? Bro, don't give out the location.
I would be the biggest. I would panic so much in a situation like that. I would be the worst person.
I was the
to
guy
be an A, to be a getaway, like a getaway driver, anything.
Oh yeah, I'm not a good criminal. I don't.
No,
I have this really guilty conscience, and I would feel bad. And
I would get caught.
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
All right, so we've got plenty to get to. We appreciate Aaron Rabel being a soldier back at the studio, I believe.
Love you,
Nick
Aaron.
Has been fantastic in the fact that he's working all day. Courtney's been working her tail off. She had to referee all those antics in which grown men put their face to the pavement to try and win prizes. And so we appreciate all of you guys also. And like we said, we'd love to see you stop by and have a good time.
Are we doing that push-up challenge, by the way, or no?
And Barry said you got to go up against whoever.
Yeah, you're going to do it.
I don't know about all that. I thought you were going to do it.
No, he volunteered you yesterday.
How are you going to volunteer someone else? How does that work? How does that work?
Because.
It works where Barry goes, hey, Nick, you're going to do push-ups against somebody.
I just go, hey, you got to do this.
Remember last year?
For the show.
But last year it was Brandon and that other sales guy that was like a, he was just really buff. Remember that guy that he used to play baseball or something like that? And he was in the sales department. And then they oh, you weren't
and
here.
It was Jake? No, that was the first year. The second year, because it was Scott McGrath. From McGrath Pest Control. He literally wins that.
I just remember Brandon and the sales guy doing the push-ups right here, like right in front of us.
Yeah, it wasn't Jordan. He wasn't very athletic.
It wasn't Jake yet, was it?
It might be Jake. Is it Jake?
It could have been, but we had a lot of participation.
But it was Scott McGrath from McGrath Pest Control who won it last year.
Yep.
Okay. That dude is yoked. Last year.
So we are Nick is going to be in it.
I'm not.
He's the baseline. You have to at least beat how many? So one. You have to do more than one.
I can probably
we're calling
do
the contest
10.
Push-ups against the Nick
maybe head. 15. Maybe 20.
So we'll just call it beat the Nick head, Barry.
Let's not do that.
That was bad.
Beat the Nick head in push-ups.
Don't do that.
Yeah?
So no.
Why?
I'll compete against anybody who can't do more than 5 push-ups or 10 push-ups. I'll compete against that person.
Hey,
well, Trey's here.
Can you go get Taylor?
Trey's here. Trey's here if you need somebody. If you ask Clarence if he goes all the way down, it doesn't matter because.
Oh, now see, that wasn't right.
All right, first segment of the books. Plenty more to go. We're just getting started in our part of the show.
No.
It is the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5. Before we go to break, we're going to give it to.
No, we got to go. Aaron, we'll do it afterwards.
And just
trust
like
me.
That, the transition and smoothness of that is
we'll
absolutely
afterwards.
Like a baby's ass. We'll be back with more. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
It's beginning to sound a lot like ESPN 97.5. We'll be right back. is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Nick's Place for the annual ESPN 97.5 Christmas Party. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, bear with us, and if you don't, that's on you. It's the Christmas party at Nick's Place. Come on out and see us. Have some fun. The suspects are all over the place. The loyal listeners of 97.5, we love you. We appreciate you. That's what this day is all about.
Absolutely.
And shout out to Nick himself from Nick's Place, who is busting his tail as they are serving some fantastic food. I see the calzones and the pizza and everybody just getting some of that good food as well as all the different beverages. I see buckets on every table, drinks being consumed. So it's
Dude,
a good day.
I saw a shot tray earlier, and I was like, oh, Lord, it is going to be off the rails.
That wasn't a shot tray. That was just a single order for Granada. He's here somewhere.
He was sitting right there. Next to Tyler earlier.
He's sitting where he should be. He's sitting next to the boss man.
I've got a random question, though, real quick.
That's smart.
Does Mark Klein kind of sound like Daryl Morey to you guys at all?
I don't think so.
I kind of got that vibe when he called in.
Really?
See, I don't think he has as many chins as necessary to sound like Daryl.
Wow, that's not nice.
And he doesn't have the gravel in his voice, but it's a little possible.
I just noticed it when Barry was doing his read, so I didn't know if I'm probably alone in this. I might have been wrong. But it just seems like he sounds a little bit like Daryl Morey, but I could be wrong.
You know what, Barry? There's a guy who doesn't think he's wrong. He's sitting right in front of you. He's pulling up his sweatshirt to show you. He has a Bruce Springsteen World Tour 1984 t-shirt.
First of all, that guy's an idiot.
Second of all, how the hell does that shirt still fit?
Second of all, that shirt is stupid. And no, I hate Bruce Springsteen. That is the worst. You actually went and paid money for that? My goodness, that is terrible.
Spencer's Gifts had a sale.
That's awesome that he wore a Bruce Springsteen shirt. That's mark him off the list. If someone gave him a shirt, get it back. I'm not having this. We're not doing this.
Shout out to Dustin and his sources. He's here. He's always here. I gave him too much credit. This morning when they mentioned a Cowboy fan won the recovered fumble on the asphalt, I thought it was him. But he said there was a guy in full Cowboy regalia that actually won it, recovering a fumble. Who does that?
I mean, it's a Cowboy fan.
And Dustin's a Cowboy fan.
They're weird. They're weird people.
Yeah, and then they said, you know what they said, which is very accurate?
What?
They said he's a Cowboy fan, but he looks just like Carson Wentz.
Dustin is sources.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Great follower on Twitter. Not live radio.
Wow.
Not live radio.
And this is why.
And he's a loyal. He's a 97.5er. He knows
no
that.
Doubt. Boy. No doubt.
Boy, oh, boy.
Wow. That was, well, at least it wasn't one of us. You can't fire Dustin as sources.
No.
So.
Hey, do we think that, by the way, that SB Nation Radio is either off the air or just Cody and Jake Asman decided they're just, are they mailing it in? Because they're here. Don't they have a show to do today?
It doesn't start until 2 or 3, so no, I think they're good.
All right, Cody.
I think they're good.
Cody made the decision to wear an ugly sweater for the festivities.
So typical Cody.
Yeah.
Business as usual.
And I think it was a bad decision, and I don't know that he drinks enough that he could actually blame it on the alcohol.
Gotcha. Yeah, I don't think I've never seen Cody drink. I don't know if he's a drinker or not.
I would say no, but don't know.
He is.
Is he a drinker?
Yeah, we went to a couple of local brews on one of our boxing trips.
Gotcha.
Breweries,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
He drinks.
Juggalo Trey is here with El Jefe.
So funny. You know what Juggalo Trey came up to me and said today?
What's that?
He's like, I don't think Cody Stutz likes me. I'm like, what? Why do you feel that way? And I went up to Cody, and he told him he said that, and he was like, I don't know why he would say that. He would say something like that. And I'm like, man, I don't know. What do you do, man? You're just dry with him? What do you do? How could anybody not like Trey?
I don't know. I got in last night, or I stayed a little late last night, and Trey came in.
Yeah.
And first thing he says is, I'm sorry you bombed. I was like, thanks, Trey. I appreciate that.
He actually means that to you.
Yeah.
Genuinely.
Yeah.
And then Michael Carroll comes by, and he's like, Michael Carroll, how's your day going? And Michael Carroll goes, Trey, every time I see you, you have to strike up a conversation. It's okay to just say hi. I was like, that is Trey
in
a nutshell.
So true.
Well, that is Trey in a nutshell.
He probably apologized immediately after.
I'm sorry, but seriously, how's your day going? I was like, oh, this is the best.
I mean, he just pulled up to the table, and he's like, you know what? I don't even know what I was going to say. I'm like, you just pulled up to the table to
you
tell
just
me that?
Yeah.
The other thing about it, and again,
that is Trey.
Our fearless leader, who knows radio and knows what's good radio and bad radio, got into a whispering deal with Trey last night on the air. So two grown-ass men whispering to each other for like an entire segment. I don't know. And even Fred, of all people. Fred was a little bit creeped out by it, too, and he wanted him to stop. And AJ and Trey just kept whispering to each other. And I was like, oh, my God, I can't listen to this. It may force me to go to AM. I cannot stand whispering on the radio in full sentences like that.
Wow.
I don't know why they did that.
Okay. I don't know. That's...
Would you like to try it? Because it sounds awful.
No, we don't. No, there's no reason for you and I to do that. That doesn't.
Yeah.
Nope.
So the bowl season's upon us. We won't be speaking about that either.
Did you watch the Rockets last night?
Uh-huh. I watched both games last night.
You did? I didn't get to. I had a gig.
You missed a good one.
Yeah. I'm kind of pissed because I saw that Westbrook got ejected. I saw that.
No, he didn't get ejected. He got one.
Yeah.
Huh?
Beverly got ejected. Beverly got ejected.
Westbrook got a technical. Beverly got
he fouled out. Westbrook
and then,
fouled
no,
out.
And then, no.
Yeah.
Well, Pat Bev fouled out, and then they threw him out.
Right. And then I think Westbrook got – then
he got a technical for taunting Beverly.
But he didn't foul out or get thrown out?
No.
Pat Beverly got ejected, okay? Yep. And as he was being ejected, Russell Westbrook was taunting him, and he got a technical foul for that.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Then Harden prevented him from getting another one, and they escorted Beverly to the locker room.
Gotcha. And no one fought, and I'm kind of disappointed in that.
But we kind of pinpointed everything from last night before it happened. We called up the
chippiness. We damn near called the score.
Everything. And the chippiness and the everything that happened last night happened. And it was all unfolding before our eyes. And, oh, by the way, we called the first game, too, where I told you the Bucks were going to beat the Lakers because it was a regular season game. But that was a good game, too. But from a Rockets perspective, I said as a barometer, kudos to them. Because second straight game, not a good look going down 20.
Nope.
But a really good look in both games, coming back and getting victories. And it really wasn't James Harden driven this time. Russ had 40, got other people involved, and they played a good game.
Yeah.
Second half.
I was looking at the box score, and I'm curious, though, the 40, because from what I saw or what I read in the recap is James kind of had to carry them down the stretch the last couple of minutes.
Yep. He did.
Yep.
Was it just Russ fading, or what happened?
Well, I mean, Russ did everything, and it was like making like crazy hanging in the air shots and all that stuff. But, you know, down the stretch, James, who was, and I say not James, but it's just because he wasn't doing 40 and 45, 50 point nights. He just wasn't completely on it. But when they needed him the most down the stretch, he stepped up, and that's what you like to see. He doesn't have to do it the entire game, just do it when it matters most.
Yeah.
I mean, Russell had 40 points. 40 points, so he obviously started a lot of it. But there was 9 huge points in the final stretch by James Harden that really, really helped him. 9 of his last 28 points came in the final 6 minutes of the game, and that's huge because normally this is a guy that folds under pressure. Not normally, but has shown he can fold under pressure. But it was a good game, though. It was a really good game. If you missed this game, you missed a good one. You really did.
Damn it.
Don't miss a good one today. Come on out and see us at Nick's Place. We're going to have a good time. Lots of giveaways, lots of fantastic prizes and things. So we'll be here till 4. Blitz will be here till 7. Back with a whole lot more. It's ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Nick's Place for the annual ESPN 97.5 Christmas Party. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back at Nick's Place as we continue to thank you, the listeners that we love at ESPN 97.5. Special shout out to my man Dave. Dave, I really appreciate it. A special gift that he had brought up to the table. So we really appreciate you guys. We appreciate everybody here. You should be here today. If you're in the Galleria shopping and you need an outlet to get away, you need to be at Nick's Place. Granado's here. A lot of our staff is here. Jerry Bow is presently with Josh Jordan celebrating their show by slamming beers. in front of everybody.
Jerry,
I don't know who
play.
Won and lost. I don't think anybody cares.
Jerry does not play.
No, Jerry can drink. What did Dave get you? Did he get you lingerie?
No, he got me a large bottle of something that you would really like.
Crown.
Reserve.
Nice.
No.
Yeah. I got a couple bottles of that stuff.
Totally stealing
that's
that.
The good
yeah,
stuff.
The listeners are absolutely
yeah,
fantastic.
Somebody just brought me a beer with a note that says, here's a tall glass of Bruce juice. And I'm drinking it anyways.
Bruce juice.
Bruce juice.
Does the bottle there say anything differently?
And look, and I'm no, it's what is this? Yellow Rose. It's
okay.
Good. It's very good. It's very good. It's very good. Thank you, young man. I appreciate you.
And I did see
delicious.
On Twitter people going on over unders for how many that you were going to consume.
This
today.
Is it.
Okay. Because I know you have a gig
like,
tonight, don't you?
Yeah, I have a gig tonight. I have to drive all the way back to Spring and then back to the Post Oak area.
We need to get Barry some shots. That's what we need
no.
to do.
I said I would have one drink. If someone bought me a drink, I'll drink it, and I'm drinking it.
I'm
so
buying a round for all three of us.
No. I promise you, you'll waste your money on me.
Jerry
no,
Bo's already in Jerry Bo mode to where he's feeling so good, he doesn't hear when his own name is called out. I
well,
noticed
the
that.
The speaker's not on.
No, it doesn't matter. No.
So you're just you shouting
can,
at him?
You can, no, you could just say Jerry Bo in a louder voice, like project. He'd hear it.
Well,
not with you.
Speaking
no
of
one,
that,
no
anybody
one
can
hear.
Speaking of that, Jake Asman is here. Alex Gold is here. We've got a ton of Jose Partidas here.
Yes.
So if you want to see some of your favorite personalities from around ESPN 97.5 and SB Nation Radio, they are here. Stop by, see them. We appreciate everybody having a good time. And that's exactly what it's all about. But again, we're going to be giving away some great prizes. There's a big prize to be given away. The crew's giving away T-shirts.
2:30 is the push-up contest, right? Or
is that
when
we're doing it?
I know one of them is at 2:30. I don't know if it's the push-up contest or the raffle.
Courtney tried to put us on a schedule, and I go, not today. Just come up to me, tap me on the shoulder, and tell me we're going to give this away now, and that's what we're going to do.
Right.
That's basically kind of in the mode that we're in. But we love to see the loyals. Dr. Dre on 290, always a loyal, especially at this party. Clarence is here in person if you want to give him crap about the Saints or otherwise or his bad calls lately. He's here.
Willie's here, and Willie asked me to roast him because Willie entered the obstacle course contest at the Klein's Christmas party.
Okay.
And Willie goes about 3.5 bills easy. And he was like, hey, man, if I send you the video of me in the obstacle course, will you roast me? And I said, yes, but you understand if I'm going to roast you, I'm not going to hold back. A roast means anything goes. And he was like, that's cool with me.
Hey, he asked for it.
And then he tagged me on Twitter and he said, roast the fat man running, bro. And he sent me the tweet and the video, and it's as bad as he said it was going to be.
Is Willie a Steelers fan?
Willie is a Steelers fan.
He's right there.
That's him.
He doesn't know we're talking about.
Willie is also the guy that decided that when we talk about projecting, when I walked in, he said to me that I now gave him the inspiration, and he thanked me because he's going next year for Halloween for Jim Adler. He then proceeded to scream, hammered him 3-4 times in Charlie Polillo's face. I have never seen Charlie look angrier in a shorter period of time.
It was funny
than when that happened.
Oh yeah, you don't want to do that.
Charlie's like, yeah, that's not going to work here.
Yeah.
So that was very funny.
But if you want to see it, that Barry is funny. I roasted him. I mean, I didn't go too
I didn't
hard
go
ham on him. Well, ham was probably a bad choice of words for him.
This is so wrong. This is so wrong. Looking at him, it is so wrong. I should be like live.
Oh no, you
this.
Can see the video.
While
that's the other thing.
Him.
He asked you to roast him, but he doesn't realize once he sends that to you, everyone's going to see the video.
Instead of just replying to his tweet, I quote tweeted it so everyone could see what I'm roasting and why and all that. So. No, it's out there if you want it. That was fun.
That's fantastic.
I love when people want that. Sometimes, though, people aren't prepared. They're like, hey, will you roast me? And I'm like, yes, but it's not going to be nice.
Yeah, it's not going to be pretty.
And then they're like, hey, can you stop roasting me? It kind of hurts a little bit. It's like, well, that's the point.
Yeah, I can think of a lot of things that I would ask for in life. I wouldn't ask to be roasted by you. That's why I always look forward to people that think that they are tough. It's like we're going to talk about this Derek Lewis situation.
Yes, we
it's
have
like,
to.
It's like the same thing. If you go to Barry Laminack and decide that you think you're savvy enough to get into a put-down contest with a comedian, you deserve everything you get. You absolutely deserve it.
I don't understand that because, like, I wouldn't want someone to just make fun of me for no reason. But there are literally people that, like Willie. Oh, we've had listeners. Remember when they were
love
like,
it.
Yeah, they're like, hey, if I send you a picture when you roast me, I'm like, why do people want that?
Yeah, it's weird.
I don't understand, but
it's
I
like
guess,
that one lady.
Is it the attention?
I was just gonna say, I think it's the attention.
Is it? Okay.
I think so.
I guess it's like if you bad attention is better than no attention.
I just think that's a weird form. See, for me, if I'm singled out and you keep roasting me,
getting
it's funny.
Angry.
No, I wouldn't get angry, but I would like for some of that love to be like spread.
Like, oh, yeah,
that
roast
hate.
Everybody.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't want to be singled out for 2-3 minutes, but people like that. Some people are okay
I
with
guess.
That.
I think it's a lot because you can go back now with obviously technology and say, did you hear the usual suspects talking about me today? And then at work and everything
true,
else,
true.
When you say things like that, then it's like, you know what? I'm kind of a big deal.
True. That could be. Well, yeah, I roasted him, and I didn't go too bad. I was like, you know.
You going easy on
him. I kind of went easy on him. Don't read it. It wasn't terrible.
All right.
It wasn't bad. Did you read it, Nick?
I didn't get to, like, I know I, you told me something.
Oh, yeah, jokes. Yeah. I didn't
think it could be a lot worse.
Yeah.
Sure. Coming from Barry, absolutely.
Yeah. I was like, you know what? It's Christmas.
You could tell him.
You're in the season of giving mode, so I'm going to give you hell and then be like, yeah, I didn't go over the top on you. I took it easy on you to some degree.
Yeah, I didn't go too bad. It's not terrible.
Donna's here.
Donna
I believe a
up.
Long drive for Donna to be here. That's fantastic.
Yeah, first
so
thing
we
she does is like
her.
The speakers aren't on. Well,
yeah.
Sorry.
She's from Beaumont, you know. Beaumont,
I know.
Beaumont loves watching and listening.
Pink Valkyrie has her phone on speaker. So if you need
oh,
to
she
hear
does?
Us, she's listening to us via the speaker.
Nice.
Yeah, on the app.
It's probably a weird delay.
Yeah, but it's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, by the time she got the joke anyway, it would be pretty much the same time. If she was on delay or we said it live. All right, so we're going to continue to roll on. We are here at Nick's Place. We talked a little Rockets, so we did talk more sports than the Blitz the other night. And
see?
We'll continue to just kick it around on anything and everything. We got to get to that Derek Lewis story. We can still talk about any kind of thing. If you got something on your mind you want to get off your chest, good luck.
You can text.
You can try and text
the
us
show.
Or tweet
I'll pull
us.
Up the text line. I'll pull up the text line. Don't call.
Yeah, don't
I
call.
I totally
today.
Forgot
just
about
come
the show
text
up.
Line.
Just show up if you got something. Come tell us in person. We'll probably ignore you, but.
No, not today. I mean, this is like Suspect Appreciation Day. The, you know,
true.
More things were actually born and raised on our support of our show in this building and like during this event than most. So
yeah.
It's always great to see everybody that comes out,
oh,
right?
Oh, dude. Nick's best. Venue in Houston for the ESPN 97.5 annual Christmas
party. And the man, the myth, the legend in front
Nick
of me.
Himself.
I already gave him lots of love and shout-outs. Nick is absolutely, he's busting his ass for you people today. The food is fantastic. Everybody's here. He's slaving in front of a hot kitchen for you. Why wouldn't you get all this great food and have such a great time and hang out with all of the listeners up until 7 o'clock and then stay later?
And
I'm drinking now. Drinking oh, and now
oh,
that, look out, John Granato. Nick's drinking now.
Oh, snap. Done.
Nick signing off.
Done.
Nick signing off. Good night, Houston. Nick's here. All right, so stop by and see Nick at Nick's Place as well as all of us. We're going to have a great time. It's the Listener Appreciation Party. It's our Christmas party. It's all wrapped into one. We'd love to see you here on ESPN 97.5.
This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Nick's Place for the annual ESPN 97.5 Christmas Party. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back.
Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I see Granato has ordered another table of appetizers. There's a tray full of shots that is being delivered as we speak. So
nice, nice.
Yeah, everybody consuming beverages, having a good time here at Nick's Place on Rocky Ridge between the Beltway and the Galleria. You should be here because it's the place to be, and we're having a great time. Lots of listeners coming up during the break saying hi, checking in with us. Fidel came. He came in, and he was the guy I was talking about that absolutely killed that obstacle course in 51 seconds with – and then threw up on Granato's car. Yeah. And then he told me your boy, the Steel Curtain, that you're roasting, beat him.
Yeah, that he was the winner. That's why he wanted the video, because he won. He was like, well, you roast me. I won. And I got to say this. So, like I said, he's about 3.5 bills, Willie is.
He could swallow two of Fidel's and still have room for dessert.
He's 3.5 bills, and he's wearing a Steel Curtain, a Steelers shirt.
Yeah.
And I got to give props to Walt on Twitter, because he saw me roasting the guy and responded and said, that's the former Steeler great Cuisine Joe Green.
It's fantastic.
That is the funniest thing I've seen on Twitter in a long time.
That is a really,
Cuisine
really strong
Joe
effort
Green.
Right there. Yes.
Oh, my God. That's outstanding, Walt. That's better than anything I came up
with.
No,
that's fantastic.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Cuisine Joe
and
Green.
Then on top of everything else, to realize that with only a third of the weight, Fidel looks like he's a buck 50 wet, and he let Cuisine Joe Green beat him.
You're not a very good judge of weight.
Fidel.
He is not a buck 50.
What do you think he is?
He's probably closer to 180. 140?
What do you weigh? See, I was right, and I did not go over.
He's probably 5'3". He's probably like 5'3".
I was going to say, what is the lower halfway?
You're not right, Barry.
That's my bad.
You're just mean-spirited.
Okay.
I
apologize. Lord, I apologize.
You're really getting more
comfortable. I apologize.
Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah, I love
Lord,
that.
I apologize.
I love that bit.
You're getting more comfortable as the show goes on. You're going to just, by the end of it, you're just going to be annihilating folks. Just ripping their heads off and crapping down their neck and just whatever you
got. It might be
do.
The Bruce juice.
Could be. And they've been trying to give you more, by the way. I noticed that as well.
Yeah, no, not happening.
Hey, not a good day if you're Cameron Kelly.
No.
Cameron Kelly, the one-time starting safety for the Pittsburgh Steelers, went out last night. Didn't end well. Played a song on the jukebox, and they decided not to play it, to which he threatened bodily harm on an employee. Then he was asked to leave. At that time, police officers were called when they came to try and talk to them. One of the police officers inadvertently stepped on a lady's toes. He said, "That's my lady." He chest-butted the cop, went at them.
Wow.
Continued to go at them to the point where he was arrested, and the Steelers cut him this morning.
Wow. Yeah, you can assault is one thing. Assault on a cop, player.
That's not smart.
No.
This is, again, alcohol is a hell of a drug, man.
Honestly, I think it's defensible. If you don't play my Darius Rucker song, it's going down. It's going down. If you don't play my country music when I put in a request, I'm throwing fists.
They also said he made a terroristic threat as part of the commotion.
Well, that's probably like, I'll whoop your ass. Is that a terrorist threat?
Is that terroristic or is that just a threat? That's terroristic a seems to me like.
Is it one of those ones where you're like, you keep messing with me and I'll blow this
that's
son
what
of
I was
a bitch
thinking.
Up?
Yeah. Blow the whole place up or do something like that. It says in Pennsylvania, the crime of a terroristic threat is committed if a person communicates either directly or indirectly a threat to commit a crime of violence with intent to terrorize another, cause evacuation of a building, place of assembly or facility of public transportation, or otherwise cause serious public inconvenience.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
So essentially, by the end of the day, there are going to be numerous people here that have caused a terroristic threat.
No, that won't happen.
You don't think there's going to be enough people sauced up that they're going to be?
It's possible.
Yeah, I think
it's very
too.
Possible. Actually,
I think so too. So let's get to this Derek Lewis thing. You guys saw it
as
I do.
Goodness.
You guys know him and know his people better than I do. But crazy, be careful, under the category of be careful what you ask for, evidently a guy who claims to be a boxer decided to call Derek Lewis out on his boxing skills and basically say he could beat him.
Yeah, this isn't the first time that this has happened or that I've seen this. This happens a lot in MMA. You'd be surprised. Nick and I were talking about it off air. There's these guys that, for whatever reason, think they can beat up anybody. And trained fighters or not, these guys out there think they're tough because they've won a street fight before or they've kicked somebody's ass. So they think that they're invincible. So then they go to one of these gyms and start calling people out, and inevitably they get their ass whooped. Well, in this case, the funny thing is my buddy Crew Bob, who's Derek Lewis's trainer, posted on his Instagram and told the whole story. And basically what happened is the guy was at the gym telling Derek that he was a kitty cat. He was calling him the P word.
Nice.
You're calling one of the heaviest handed, hardest punchers on the planet.
I didn't
know
that.
In MMA, not in boxing. You're basically calling Derek Lewis the P word. I've known Derek since he was a nobody. I'll tell you one thing he's not is a P word.
He's brave to say something like that. I mean,
so
that guy's
then he
massive.
Says, you're a P-word because you fight MMA, real men box. And then Derek's like, all right, get this. So he's not, like, Derek at this point isn't biting in. The guy's like, I can beat your ass. And Derek's like, whatever. You know, a lot of people are going to tell you that when you're Derek Lewis and you do what you do. So then he starts calling him a P-word and telling him that, you know, boxing is a man's sport, MMA is not. So that's when Derek's like, all right, get this dude some gloves and a waiver. And that's the thing. You can go to a gym. You can talk all the mess you want. Nobody's going to fight you unless you sign a waiver.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
So that when you get your ass whooped and end up in a hospital, you can't
do anything about it.
You can't sue the gym. Yeah. You can't do anything about it. So sure enough, Bob says the dude signed a waiver, got in the ring, and Derek whooped his ass.
Sure did.
As you would expect it. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't even fair. It was, but this is exactly what the dude gets.
There's actually different degrees of embarrassment when you get knocked out, because it always depends on how do you get knocked out. Was it a Manny Pacquiao type of knockout where you just did not get back up and it was just a one-punch knockout? Was it an accumulation of punches? One thing that really, really exponentially exaggerates what the knockout looks like is when you fall on the ropes. It is embarrassing to get knocked out and then lay on the ropes. It's just one of the most embarrassing ways to get knocked out, and that's exactly what happened. Derek Lewis was not. He was relentless. And the guy was essentially laying on the ropes when he got knocked out. It was embarrassing.
Now, here's my question. Did the guy, after he got his ass whooped, come back and go, yeah, you got me, and was humble about it? Or was he trying to hide from him? Or
That's a good question.
Very good question.
My guess is at that point, you have no choice but to be humbled, or you just leave.
It happened.
You're not going to keep talking. Yeah.
It happened, and there's proof. At that point, you just put your tail between your legs and go.
Have you seen the video?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was like, you know what? Yeah, I probably should have.
At one point, disappear. Go to another gym.
Yeah, you go back to your boxing gym, and that's it. That's the end of it. But I've seen this. Like when I used to train with Bob at 4 Ounce, and this was before Derek transitioned. Derek used to be at a gym called Silverback MMA.
Yeah,
and those were a bunch of roughneck dudes, man. These were dudes that Coach Tony kind of put this gym together, and it was his sons, and he had other guys like Jacob Silva and a lot of really tough. Just street dudes.
Okay.
And that was what Silverback MMA was. And this happened at Silverback all the time. It also happened at 4 Ounce because it was very similar. This was back in the day when Daniel Pineda was at the UFC and starting to make a name for himself.
Oh, yeah.
But people
big.
Would come in the gym into 4 Ounce and into Silverback just thinking that they could beat people up. And they would always end up really bad for them.
I'm always impressed. I always usually blame it on alcohol. But there's a lot of these guys that will absolutely call these fighters out sober.
Yeah.
Like, they are coherent when they call someone as big as Derek Lewis out, and it's just dumb.
It's really dumb. Yeah, it's really dumb, especially when you're talking about a guy like Derek Lewis. If you wanted to go to a gym and a guy that's like a white belt, you're like, oh, I could tap you.
It's different.
That's different. But you're not going into a gym and with a black belt and saying, that's not happening. So this dude got the ass whooping that he deserved, and Crew Bob on Instagram said, look, I stand behind Derek 100%. This guy had the opportunity to leave, and he didn't. So he signed a waiver, and he got his ass whooped. That's just how it goes.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too. Just say no. This should be the poster child now for say no to your idle threats of you could beat a professional at anything that they do for a living.
Especially that professional.
Yeah. And we've had both on the show.
Yeah.
You just don't. You've had
don't
Bob
mess with
on the
man.
Show. You've had Derek Lewis on the show. It's just like, if you see the guy in person, you're an idiot.
Yeah. Don't. You don't. Yeah.
All right, you know what? You guys aren't idiots because you're listening and you're having a good time with us. We're at Nick's Place having a great time during our annual Christmas party. Come on out and see us. We're here till 4. Blitz is here till 7. Hour number 2 comes up next. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks.